The Rambam in his caption to Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvos asei achas v'hishe yoshev achote mechetel l'fnei Hashem v'yisvada." The Rambam writes that there is one mitzvah asei of Teshuvah, and that is that a person should return from his sin that he has sinned in front of Hashem and say vidui. Now, the Rambam very, very clearly formulates Teshuvah as a way to address sin. You have sins, you need to get rid of those sins, you need to erase those sins, and here's what you do in order to erase those sins. We do something called Teshuvah. That's what we call in English repentance. But maybe Teshuvah can be viewed in another light as well, not just as something that directly attacks an Avera, that I have an Avera and therefore I need to, I need to attack the Avera, I need to blow up the Avera, I need to explode that Avera. But maybe Teshuvah means something else also. Maybe Teshuvah is not only about, and not maybe, this is definitely, that Teshuvah is not only about repentance, but Teshuvah is about returning. It's about a return to something. It's not that we have to do Teshuvah for rebelling against Hashem, but just for not being there, not being with Hashem enough, just not connecting to Hashem enough. And Teshuvah just means we're coming back to Him, that we missed Hashem, we haven't been as much involved with Hashem as we should be, so we need to come back to Hashem, and that's what Teshuvah means, just to return to Hashem. Teshuvah not only of repentance, but again, Teshuvah of return, to a greater awareness of Hashem. And what that means, a greater awareness, is that a lot of times people have what we would call shichachas Hashem, that they forget that Hashem exists. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they entirely forget that Hashem exists, because shichacha could actually happen on three different levels. That a person forgets about Hashem could actually mean three entirely different things. One on the first level, on the simplest level, and this is Rav Aaron Lichtenstein goes through all of this in the drasha, and on the simplest level, there's some people that are totally oblivious. People that totally ignore the fact that there is a bonus in this world, that there is a Hashem that exists, and they therefore have no connection to Hashem. That's what we call an apikores, someone who has no connection whatsoever, and hopefully none of us are in that situation, none of us are doing that kind of tshuva, where we're just a complete apikores and we have absolutely no knowledge of Hashem and think that He doesn't exist. Hopefully we don't have to talk about that one too much. Then there's a second level. Second level is someone who knows Hashem exists, and if you were to ask him about details of emuna and maybe even details of Torah mitzvos, he might do very well on a test that, and answer all the questions correctly. Yeah, this is what we believe. These are the 13 Ikari emuna. This is what a Jew is supposed to believe. He just never thinks about it. Just goes through his day and never ever thinks about Hashem. Meaning a person, he could even be observant in halacha. Someone who davens, says all the words of davening. But when he's davening, he's not talking to Hashem. He's somewhere else. His mind is somewhere else. When he's doing mitzvos, he's not serving Hashem. He's just doing what he does because it's what he's done every single day for his entire life. And that's also a form of shichacha. It's a different kind of shichacha because it's not someone who denies the existence. It's just someone who has what we would call a hesach hadas, that his mind is elsewhere. His mind is not really on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are examples in halacha of hesach hadas, of what hesach hadas means. For example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'tfilov Kolzman Shehim Alav. As long as one is wearing tefillin, you're always supposed to touch your tefillin every once in a while to remind yourself that they're there. Shelo Yosiach Daito Me'em Afilu Rega Echad. They shouldn't have Hesach Hadas from your tefillin even for a single moment. There's another halach of Hesach Hadas when it comes to Truma and Kadshim. If you have meat that's Kadshim, a behemoth that's Kadshim, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be Masiach Daito from it. You have to keep focused on it to make sure that it doesn't become Tameh. But there's a big difference between those two examples, and this is going to be very instructive when it comes to Tshuva, between the two examples of Hesach Hadas, the example of Tefillin and the example of Truma or Kadshim. When it comes to Tefillin, let's say you have a Hesach Hadas from your Tefillin. You weren't focused on your Tefillin. You didn't think about your Tefillin. Do your Tefillin still have Kedusha? Are your tefillin still holy? Can you throw them in the toilet? Obviously not. You can't throw them in the toilet. They still have every level of Kedusha. Your tefillin are on the same level of Kedusha that they were before you had the Hesach Hadas, before you forgot about them. No matter how much you Masiach Das from your tefillin, it's a Chefza Shel Kedusha that will never change. You can't adjust the Kedusha of the tefillin based on the way you view the tefillin. The tefillin as a Chefza has Kedusha. By Truma and by Kadshim, the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Daled quotes Shita of Reish Lakish that says that Truma and Kadshim lose their status of Kedusha when a person is Masiach Das from them, when a person loses focus on them, when a person is not paying any attention to them. They become Pasul purely as a result of a Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yochanan holds that they become possible only because they may have become tamei while you weren't paying attention. But Reish Lakish holds, even if you know for sure, Yavo Eliyahu, Eliyahu Levi comes and tells you, nothing tamei touched them, but you were just Mesiach Das from them, you weren't protecting them, you weren't thinking about them. Reish Lakish holds that's enough to make them possible. So I ask you, what about a Hesach Das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What about a person who doesn't think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that the tefillin type of Hesach Das? Where, yeah, he's not thinking about Hashem, but it doesn't change Hashem. Hashem's kedusha is every bit as strong as it is before he had the Hesach Das, and every bit as strong as it would be if he didn't have the Hesach Das. Like tefillin, every bit as kadosh if you didn't have the Hesach Das, or you did. What would he say now? That a Hesach Das from the Ribbono Shel Olam is like a Hesach Das from Truman Kachin, where your Hesach Das, your failure to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes away a little bit of the Kedushas Hashem. What would you say? Which one, which model more appropriately fits Hesach Das from the Ribbono Shel Olam? So if you're like me, what you would say is to even ask the question is apikorsis. What are you talking about? That I'm going to have a Hesach Das from the Ribbono Shel Olam that's going to change the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to have the same Kedusha, he's not going to have the same presence in this world because I decided not to focus on it? It's apikorsis. Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is always going to be Hashem. He always was, always will be, always is the same. My avoda is to focus on him, but that's not going to change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? It would be apikorsis to suggest such a thing, one would think. However, there's a Medrash Tanchuma of Lichtenstein points out in Parshas Kisetze that tells us that as long as Amalek exists in this world, the Kisei of Hashem and the shame of Hashem is not shalim. It's incomplete in this world. I don't know exactly what that means, but on some level it means that the existence of Chilul Hashem, to some extent, is exactly what those words sound like. Chilul Hashem. Taking away some of the evidence, the recognition of the Kedusha of Hashem in this world. That when one is Masiach Daito from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one diverts his focus from Hashem, by diverting our focus from Hashem, we're taking away a little bit of a sense of Hashras Hashchin in this world. It's not the same Hashem that's in this world if we would have complete focus. Is a lack of Hashras Hashchin. Mind-boggling, no? That we have that kind of call to affect the entire world atmosphere. And then there's a third type of forgetfulness. So again, what do we have so far? One person who just forgets Hashem means thinks Hashem doesn't exist. Second person knows Hashem exists, will pass the test. He'll tell you everything about Hashem. But he just never thinks about it. He's just never thinking about Hashem. Then there's a third type that's perhaps even more dangerous. There are people that think about Hashem, that do focus on Hashem, but don't appreciate what Hashem's presence really means to us. What do I mean by that? People take it lightly, just to illustrate. I remember I was in Israel once, buying Dalad Minim, buying Lulav Esrog, and there was a guy also buying Dalad Minim in the area. This is many years ago. And the guy was in Yerushalayim, and the guy didn't have a beard, and he looked like a regular Jew. And the mochrim were treating him like they would treat an Israeli mochrim, were treating him like they would treat a regular Jew. I looked a little more closely, and I saw it was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He looks like a regular. He once came into DRS, and people thought it was Mr. Blanchett. If you remember, he looks like a regular guy. He doesn't look like anyone special. So the mochrim's talking to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He's actually engaging in the conversation. So he doesn't have a Hesach Hadas from him. He knows he's talking to him. He's actually talking to him. But is he talking to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? Does he know that he's sitting in front of a walking Shas and Shulchan Aruch? A walking Kol HaTorah Kula? He has no idea that that's what he's sitting in front of. He's sitting in front of Kol HaTorah Kula.
Where's Rabbi Levin?
He just left.
For the day?
He'll be back in the afternoon usually.
Huh?
He usually comes back in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to see him? Or is another group of guys?
He's just here in the afternoon.
Oh.
He runs into
his bill and
his I'll send him to the office later.
Okay.
So here's a person talking to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, engaging, but he's not talking to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He's talking to a Jew. He's talking to a guy, because he doesn't appreciate who he's talking to. doesn't realize that it's talking to someone that's so important. That's the third type of Hezchadas. A Hezchadas where we engage our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're davening to him, we realize we're talking to Hashem. But do we really realize and internalize the magnitude of the effects of the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how our lives are in His hands each and every day? That's a different level of Hezchadas. I remember when a good illustration of this, when Rav Schechter ate at my house once for Shabbos lunch. So after lunch, what do you do on Shabbos? At least on Shabbos, no matter who you are, you bench. So everyone was benching. Everyone finished benching. And Schechter's still benching. You know, people, should we talk? Yeah, not talk. You know, he's still benching. I don't want to interrupt. He was benching for a while. Now, he says about half as long a benching as most of the other people at the table because he stopped at Ali Chasreidim. But he was still benching. And you look at the way he was talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam in his benching. We were all doing the same thing. We were all talking to Hashem. And some of us, maybe even with Kavana. So we were all somehow engaging Hashem. But we weren't all engaging Hashem the same way. We weren't all appreciating what it means to be talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's also a Hezchadas. The Smag writes in his introduction to the Sefer that he had a dream before publishing the book that he had forgotten to include the most important mitzvah, the Lo Saseh, not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, you know, he wasn't going to include that as a mitzvah because the Rambam doesn't include it as a mitzvah. But then he had a dream that he forgot to include it, and he was shaken up by the dream, so he decided to include it. And it's a good thing he did, because what he writes over there is amazing. The Smag says, here's the mitzvah. Umikan ashara, shelo yisga'a ha'adam b'masha chananu abore. A person shouldn't take pride in what God has given him. Hein b'mamun, hein b'yofi. Whether it be monetary, whether it be beauty. Hein b'chachma, whether it be wisdom. Eliyeshlo lios anav ma'od. Person has to be exceedingly humble. Ushval barich lefne Hashem, Elokim, and of bent over posture in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'anashim, and in front of other people. Ulahodos leboro shechananu zehamayla. And to thank Hashem for giving him whatever gifts he has given him. So it's interesting. When he's describing the isur of forgetting Hashem, he doesn't mention forgetting Hashem on the first level, person denying Hashem. He doesn't even mention forgetting Hashem on the second level, someone who knows about Hashem but doesn't focus on Hashem. When he describes the Isser forgetting Hashem, he's talking about level 3 forgetting Hashem. That person knows about Hashem, engages Hashem, but doesn't appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the air to breathe that I'm breathing right now. Doesn't appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me whatever chachma, whatever I'm able to accomplish with my brain. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave it to me. The impact HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on my life each and every day. How do I divide the credit for my accomplishments? You know, there are some people that daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've built up a good business, I've worked very hard, just do me a favor, don't mess it up for me. And there are some people that understand, no, I didn't do anything. I put in some ishtadlus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a good business, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a good head, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a family, gave me my health, gave me oxygen, gave me, all of these things. And that's a constant impact. So what's the response to shikha? How do we battle forgetfulness? So the answer is zechira. What does zechira mean? Where do we have a mitzvah of zocher, to be zocher, to have a zechira in the Shabbos? Zechira in the Torah. So we have zechira samalik, but we also have zechira Shabbos. Zocher sama Shabbos kacha. The Ramban writes, what does zocher sama Shabbos kacha mean? Val derech hapshat amru. The Mechilta says, quotes the Ramban, she mitzvah shenizkor tamid b'chol yom es haShabbos shelo nishkachehu. That each and every day we should sort of remember Shabbos, not forget it. V'lo yischalif lanu b'shara yamin. Not treat it like just any other day. Ki b'zachreinu also tamid. If we remember it constantly, yizkar ma'isa b'reishas b'chaleis, will remember that God created the world. V'nod b'chaleis sheyesh le'olam borei. And will always acknowledge that there is a creator. V'hu tziva osanu ba'os hazeh. And he commanded us in this os called Shabbos. K'mo shamar, ki os hi b'ni yuv'enechem. And this is a critical element of belief. So to remember means to constantly focus on. How does the Ramban describes Zechira Shabbos? By spending every other day of the week focused on Shabbos. That's Zechira. To be focused on it and to appreciate it. Not to be Nischalef B'Shar HaYamim. Don't mix it up for other days. It's different. It's qualitatively different. Remembering Hashem, therefore, is accomplished in every moment of our lives. We have a tendency to get distracted. Not with Kfira. We're not at that level. But we get distracted with a lot of things. There are a lot of distractions. Things that take us away from focusing on Hashem, and even when we are focusing on Hashem, things that take us away from focusing fully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our job, our avoda over Rosh Hashanah, notice how we start the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you know what's missing from the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Teshuva. There's no al chet, no vidoy, there's no mention of chet. No mention of chet. We don't have nuts on Rosh Hashanah because egos is gematria of chet, almost. Anything that's even slightly resembles Avera, we stay so far away from it. Where's the Teshuva? But it's not the kind of tshuva where we take the Avera and we just slam the Avera. No, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is just returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Malchus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and we appreciate that, then we've done the returning kind of tshuva. And the other eight aseres yemei tshuva, we could work on the repentance. But before you can work on repentance, we need to work on the return. We need to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Rabbi Kamenetsky is very machmir. He started a few years ago. Just mentioning Hashem in shir, in regular conversation, in talking, teaching Torah. How many Rebbeim could teach Torah and never ever mention this is Torah's Hashem? How many times we make decisions in life and we never even think to ask, what does Hashem want from me? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? Make Hashem an impact in our lives. Make him someone that appreciate the impact he has in our lives. That's the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. That's our avoda for Rosh Hashanah.